Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
We want to welcome you this evening, or whenever you're listening to our broadcast, to Sound, Science, and Spirituality. I'm David Holtz, and I'm the founder of a company called Soma Energetics. Soma Energetics is an international company that is spreading the empowering ability to use sound and vibration through tuning forks. I certainly did not ever think this is the path I would follow as a speaker, a teacher, and a lecturer, but life has its ways of surprising us sometimes as we follow our hearts on our paths. I became interested in all of this by just understanding some of the very fundamental principles of quantum physics and reaching back to Einstein and Max Planck and others who begin to tell us that everything is energy. I always thought everything had energy, but to realize everything is energy changed everything for me. And I was so inspired by a book that came to me in the late 80s called Vibrational Medicine by Richard Gerber, MD, out of the Detroit area. This book is a book that I recommend to all of our students and to anyone who is doing any kind of vibrational sound, energy work, working with chakras, working with crystals, anything. It's just one of the best books to use as a reference book. Dr. Gerber writes that vibrational healing methods represent new ways of dealing with illness. He talks about practitioners of subtle energy medicine attempt to correct dysfunction in the human organism by manipulating invisible yet human subtle energy anatomy. Is predicated upon the new physics, understanding that all matter is in fact a manifestation of energy. He tells us also, as science and technology evolve to make that which was formerly unseen visible, that more scientists and physicians will be forced to change their viewpoint about the extended nature of human beings. That's a great quote from his book, and certainly he was a visionary for his time to see how that we would move more and more toward working with the invisible part of our anatomy called the etheric template. And that is most of our work. We also work with the physical body itself, but actually the physical body is nothing but the effect of an etheric body. And it's just amazing. So we're going to bring on in just a little bit our special guest tonight, which is John Fackler from Toledo, Ohio. And I'm anxious to hear his story and about how that he has moved from working on the bodies of automobiles to human bodies with tuning forks and sound. And we're going to bring John on in just a little bit. Soma Energetics is a way in which people can learn how to develop their own intuition and their own guidance and using the tools of vibration and tuning forks. Now, our tuning forks are not just any tuning forks. They're not based upon closed musical octaves, but is based upon more the movement of energy as it moves throughout the universe. And if we really look at the way energy moves, we notice that it follows more of a spiral. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about with John in just a little bit, because when I started all of this, I taught using the tuning forks in the energy body, and I realized that we were kind of the ones that were moving the energy. And then I discovered, I didn't discover, but someone in one of my workshops showed up one day with something called O-rings that he had put on the tuning fork, in which he didn't have to touch completely the tuning fork. And the most wonderful thing happened, energy started moving the tuning fork. So for a long time, we used these little O-rings on the tuning fork so that we could let the energy move. And if you've ever experienced energy movement in the chakra, you'll see that there's a part of it goes clockwise and counterclockwise, or male and female, positive, negative, yin and yang. And that is how we find how to balance the chakras. And then we met John Fackler, our guest this evening, and he even took it a lot further than just the O-rings. And he has developed something that we call soma swivels. And that totally freed the tuning fork to even more be freer and more able to follow the movement of the tuning fork. And it, again, changed everything. So we are so glad for his contribution. So before we have our guest, I'm going to turn this over to Tim. Tim Leach is the business manager. He is, well, he's everything and so energetic. He keeps this going. And we're going to ask Tim to come on now and to tell us a little bit of what's going on with Soma Energetics and what we're doing this evening on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you, David. Tonight's topic is called Supporting Cancer Patients with Vibrational Sound. Now, saying the C word in natural therapies, we tend to shy away from those so that we don't get accused of practicing medicine without a license, so to speak. But I think what you'll find during tonight's broadcast is that supporting cancer patients, assisting them with their quality of life, assisting them with stress and meditation so that they can have a better grasp of as they work their way through this challenge in life. So when we say supporting cancer patients, that's the type of thing that that we're talking about. So if you're ready, we can go ahead and bring John on.
Good evening, John.
Hi, David.
This is David, and we want to welcome you to tonight's podcast and
thank
to Sign, Sounds, and Spirituality. We're very glad to have you. Now, I understand you have completed some of our phases. Phase, I think, 1, 2, and 3. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
All three.
All right. That's great. So we want to hear a little bit about your story and share with us how you went from, as I said earlier, working on auto bodies to human bodies. That's a big step.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, sure. Yeah. I still have the body shop, and I'm mm-hmm. the owner operator of Home Collision in Toledo, Ohio. And the business itself has been successful enough to where it allows me to have a longitude and latitude to be able to take and do things that I like to do. And, you know, from that point, how did I start with the tuning forks? Well, I have to say, I just woke up. And once all I did was hear the forks one time, and I had to have a session. And after that, that was it. I said, I have to be in on this. It was that powerful for me.
Yeah, that's just amazing. We met, this is Tim here, we met about 5 years ago, didn't we, at one of our, for years we did retreats, annual retreats over Labor Day weekend. We had people coming in from all around the country, and we had guest speakers and different things go on there, and I think you attended one of those retreats. Who invited you to that event, and what do you remember about that?
My friend Anna Hessen had invited me to it, and I found out about the retreat. And I tell you, I really, really enjoyed that retreat. That was probably one of the best experiences of my life, you know, meeting all the people there that had all different modalities and different talents. And I really learned a lot about, you know, a person that really was just kind of getting into it. And then you're meeting all these wonderful, beautiful, talented people. And it just kind of makes you realize what your own potential is.
Well, that's wonderful. That was the reason for the retreat when we started it. Probably about 1991, maybe. We did that retreat for 20 years, and the reason behind it was to give people an opportunity to experience modalities and things that they might not normally be able to experience in where they live in their neck of the woods. Now, of course, you know, a lot of this has become much more available today. Those were great events, and good. I'm glad you were a part of that. So,
I really
David,
did, I really still remember it.
Yeah. That's great. David mentioned in the beginning that we went from holding on the tuning fork and moving the energy to O-rings that kind of let the fork move a little bit, let the energy move the fork a little bit, and then you came out with Soma swivels. So tell us about those.
Well, when I got my tuning forks from level one, I started doing some sessions and all that, and I felt that, you know, there was still some resistance, you know, when I was doing that, because I really felt the chakras moving the forks. And I really, really would like to see a more clear-cut way where these forks aren't restricted. So what I did, the first one I did, where I took and drilled out the end of the fork, and I put little screw eyes in there. And I put a little lure, fishing lure in there in between, and made little hooks and all that. And it worked really well, but it worked really well just for me, because, you know, in order for everyone else to have that, you would have to ship them to me and have me drill them out and put all that, and that just wasn't feasible. So I had to think of a different way in order to get this out, to market it, so other people could enjoy this. And that's when I came up with the other swivel invention, where I did the rubber caps that slide onto the end of the fork, and they move very freely, and they really, really work, I think, quite well.
So, John, actually, they work somewhat similar to, like, using a pendulum.
Absolutely.
Pendulum. Yeah, a pendulum, yeah. We sure are glad that you did that, and I know a lot of our practitioners and people are enjoying what you contributed.
Yes, I think everyone should have a set.
I'm sorry, John, we missed that. Say again?
I think everyone should have a set. You know, if they didn't know anything about energy at all, they would obviously see a huge difference.
Well, we agree with you.
So give us some examples of what you've seen and how you've used them, if you can.
Well, when I first started doing forks, my first time that I actually saw a chakra release, and I mean release from dead still to releasing and making the fork spin. You know, I was working on a gal, and she was telling me about some family issues, and all of a sudden I'm working on the throat chakra, and this fork is just dangling, you know, as I'm sounding it, and she's talking about this at the same time, you know, her issue. And all of a sudden she said about, you know, mom and all this stuff, and all of a sudden that fork just took off like a rocket, and you could see that the chakra energy just came out, and all of a sudden it just started spinning that fork. As fast as an airplane propeller, but I mean, it really had set off in a really good spinning motion. And actually, I was so intrigued with that, I went home and wrote a full report on it. And I still have that, but it was just utterly amazing to watch a chakra release and see that fork start spinning like that.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me, even though we've been doing this for almost 16 years now, that in every workshop, the moment that the person has that experience of the first time that the energy moves their fork, it's interesting to watch their face when that takes place. It is quite an experience. Now, we're just assuming everybody understands chakras. Chakras is a Sanskrit word, means will. Because we have energy centers throughout our body, and we're talking about the seven major energy centers. We have many intermediate chakras and whatever, but most of us know of the seven major centers in the body. And of course, those centers are very important because they are what transmits certain things in our energy field. And also, it's a way of releasing as well as receiving new energy into the energy body. So it's really important that part of our technique is about releasing that energy like you're talking about, because so many people have so many unresolved issues in their energy centers that they don't even realize it. Sometimes it's very unconscious and subconscious. And when that energy is released like that, then the body can begin to set itself toward self-healing. And that's what we really advocate, is actually setting the body up in a way in which the body can return back to its homeostasis or balance. So I know what that was like, that moment that you experienced, that spin and that release of that energy. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the forks and some of the results that you're getting. I think this is great that you are getting some results working with cancer patients and helping them to be supported going through this process, because it is just rampant. Cancer seems to be everywhere, and anything we can do to help a person to go through this process is so important. And it's one of the main reasons we have you, is because of your experience that you're having using the forks with cancer patients. So why don't you tell us kind of how that started and how it's working?
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, first of all. But I work part-time at a place called the Victory Center. It's in Toledo, Ohio. And it's a cancer survivor. It's not a clinic, but it's a support center. Okay, and they do all kind of different modalities. They do tuning forks, which we call energy tune-up, and Reiki, and reflexology, and facials, and massages, and wig bank, and all that. And it's a nonprofit center, and they schedule me in. They keep me quite busy doing forks. But what I've seen, when I work on people, is they're very stressed. First of all, and some of them just find out they have it. Others have had it. Others have been through the mill with the chemo, and they're in remission. It just depends on what stage they're in. But the nicest thing I see is a lot of these people, they keep coming back, to have sessions done. So the good thing about it is I think that they feel that there is some good coming out of it. The main thing, first of all, when someone comes in to me, we have a discussion that's usually about 15, 20 minutes, sometimes half hour, and they have to say, for the sake of a better word, to do some coaching and help them realize, or maybe help them see maybe what they can do different in their life, or maybe the cause. But a lot of the cause that I see, are like people after divorces, after death, and things like that, where it causes a tremendous amount of stress to the body, and that stress takes out the immune system for a brief period of time, and that allows things to come in.
Right.
So we work on that, and when I do a session, I clear, and I use the ohm tuners, which is an automatic, turns people to jelly a lot of times. And usually people fall asleep when I'm working on them. And, I've seen some pretty unique things, when I'm working on them, is like, for example, like the chakras. Just about everyone that comes in for first session, they've had chemo, I run a pendulum over them, and their energy is completely still. It's just totally, it's just frozen. There's absolutely nothing going on within the chakra system whatsoever. And some are very slight, but for the most part, there's really not much activity at all. Then I bring the energy up, and from there I can see some response. And at that point, then I start working on the third eye, and I go to the throat, the heart, the solar plexus. And a lot of times, the third eye really isn't that still. It usually kind of still is moving. Throat can be still. The heart can be still. The solar plexus is usually probably the most active part out of all of it, because of the fact that they have will, and they're expressing that will by being there, and through their adventure with cancer. And it takes a lot of guts. I'll tell you, these people have been through a tremendous amount, and they have to have the will to live. They wouldn't be making it. So from there,
let me jump in here, John.
Sure. Go ahead.
Hold on, John. We just need to have a little break, and we'll be back We want to hear more. This is very exciting what you're telling us. So we'll be back with John in just a moment.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Hulse.
So we want to welcome you back to Sound, Science, and Spirituality. I'm David Hulse. I'm here with Tim Leach, and we have a very special gift of a speaker. He is a gift to us because of his wonderful invention of the Soma swivels that we're so appreciative of. John Fackler from Toledo, Ohio, who's telling us in working with cancer patients to help them to have a better quality of life through the tuning fork. So John was telling us about some of his experiences he was having at a center that he goes to. So John, welcome back.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Also, all right.
Go ahead.
One thing. Okay, we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. All right. One thing I try to stress with my clients or folks that come in is ask how their quality of sleep is. And sleep is very important in keeping your immune system up. So I just want to mention that. I didn't mention that, you know, just a little bit ago, but it's extremely important. But usually when I'm working on someone, I can focus in on the energy. And as the forks are moving and I'm concentrating, you know, I can see, you know, the etheric energy moving. And it's not like, you know, like watching television or anything. You have to be very focused on it. But it's almost like, you know, like in a hot summer day, we see the streams coming off of a hot road.
I know, you see it
moving and rippling.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And a lot of times, too, you can see shadows moving. Especially there's some crazy things that can happen out of the corner of your eye sometimes. And I noticed, also, and I've seen this quite a lot, is the little fluorescent silver specks that come in and you can watch it come in and go into the body and disappear.
Wow.
So I find that it's extremely intriguing and actually, on the opposite sense, okay, as I lost my father a couple of weeks ago, we were all standing around as he departed. And, you know, I'm not really practicing on doing energy work or anything like that on him because, you know, we knew he was going, but we were all just giving love and support as he left. And we were watching, and I was watching, and the little silver specks that I would see going in on a client, his were coming out, which to me was, I never seen that before, where a silver speck would actually come out. And then I had our hands on Dad, you know, could feel the energy. And it was almost like it was like a feeling where the energy was pushing back up my arm. Okay. So you could actually feel that. And that's what I'm trying to get at. It was just a bit kind of like an opposite of energy. Instead of energy going in, it was the energy kind of coming back out and rising.
That is a first for me, even. I've never heard of that. I think that is a very interesting to be able to experience seeing something like that. And we do send our thoughts and prayers to you and your father's passing.
Thank you.
What else happens when you are working with these people like that you want to share?
A lot of times, too, I'll get a spiritual message. For example, I was working on one gentleman that had given me a painting because he was so grateful for all the work I do with him. And, he gave me this painting and said, thank you. This is a representative of my wife. And I painted this out of my love for her. And it was like a pair of angel wings. And then to the left of it, in a vertical fashion, it said, believe on this. And right now, he's fighting a serious type of cancer as well. But as I was working with him, that love that I felt when he gave me that painting, and it's just a beautiful, it is very professional. I mean, it's really nice that, I felt this. And this is going to sound crazy, but, his wife's presence, it came in, and we had a little conversation because the message that she had given me wasn't a message that I was willing to relate to my client. So I had a little battle with this, and in conversation and wrestling with this. And then it came out to where the bottom line was that she had agreed that she would wait for him because she was being a little selfish and wanting me to, tell him to give up. And that wasn't going to be the case. So, or it may have very well been a test as well. But either way, that was the message that he received. And he was very grateful for that. And when I was working on him, I do turning forks with this, and I do forks. I was doing quantum touch, and I was doing Reiki on as well, all the combination. And he had opened his eyes just for a brief second while I was working on his head because, after the session, he had said, I would swear I didn't know where you were. So you were either at my head or at my feet because somebody was at both ends. And there was only two of us in the room, so there had to have been another spiritual entity that was helping with that session.
Well, so I've had that experience also. I've had that experience also, not only with clients, but with myself on the table, that I thought someone was holding my feet and they were working up at the head area and nobody was there that I could see. So I know that happens. I believe this happens, John, because using the forks, especially together to create these sacred intervals or what I call pathways or portals, allows energy and energy forms from higher dimensions to come in through the tuning forks. Do you find that to be so?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not the first time. It creates, like you say, a portal or something to where no other energy can really get into it. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard of a phone app called Ghost Radar? It's a little toy you can put on your little app you can put on your iPhone. And you can track, ghost energy, off your phone.
Yeah, I did. We did run across those. We don't have iPhones. We have Androids. But I did. Someone showed me one of those at an expo on their iPhone.
Yeah. At first, I was a little kind of critical about that, and I'm still not quite 100% on it because I don't know how it works. If I knew how it works, I'd say, okay, I designed this, I know it works. But I didn't design it. But I can tell you this, from what I've seen of this unit, and you just get the app on your phone, but what I've seen how this works, there's some pretty uncanny things that come in over this. Like you can be talking about, going out for a steak, and all of a sudden, Ghost Radar says meat, so, but what I've done was I did a little experimenting on doing sessions with Ghost Radar running.
Mm-hmm.
And, this Ghost Radar, all of a sudden you've got these entities around you, And then when you start the session and you sound the forks, everything disappears. You know, all the lower energies disappear. And automatically, I feel it just brings everything into a higher realm. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. You know, in the atmosphere we're living in the world today, I really have come to the conclusion that the only way that we can move beyond what's going on in the world is to raise our vibration.
Absolutely.
I don't think the answer is in time and space as we know it. I don't think it's in tomorrow or next month or next year or even another lifetime. I think we have to realize it's all about raising the frequency and vibration of our energy to live in the dimensions that we're learning and more and proving through quantum physics and whatever, that we're living in a multidimensional universes and dimensions. And I know nothing better than tuning forks because of their pure sound and vibration to open those portals up to allow us to experience that. So I
have a true believer with me. That is a fact.
I know. That's why I'm saying that, because I share that. We share that very much.
You had this Tim here. You had one more experience that you were telling me about. A gentleman, I think, had throat cancer. The throat cancer had been removed, and then you worked on him. Do I have that correct?
Yeah. We didn't heal the throat cancer. The throat cancer,
right.
We helped in the auspices of her healing process. But you know, again, you know, when you're working on the throat, you know, and you realize there's chemo been done and everything. And you find out that there's absolutely no etheric energy in this area at all, you know, because of the fact of the chemo and the trauma from all the drugs and everything, the radiation, that, you know, it's like the chakra is like in a still point where it's just not moving. It's not producing or doing anything. So when you wake that up, you know, it has to do something, you know, to that body. You know, in order to aid a healing process or to get things back to normal. Because, you know, I've seen plenty of chakra photos where people, you know, on drugs or alcohol or you know, after chemo or sickness or something like that, you know, the aura of the body looks like a tattered rag. There's so many holes in it. It looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's one part of the technique that we also teach is the using the forks, all of them together, to do what we call sweeping the energy, which is integration work. You know, we teach, first of all, how to work individually with the chakras, and then secondly, how to connect through the energy pathways. But the main part that we always have to finish with is integrating that energy, because of all of the tears and the places in which the energy has been tampered with, such as what you're talking about, through illness or through surgeries or whatever. And I think that's an important point that you have brought up for us. So using tuning forks really is a way to re-energize an area and to awaken it and to integrate it back into the etheric energy body.
And I feel, David, that the tuning forks, something about these forks have a way of aligning the spirit energy with the body, okay? For example, if you take two pencils side by side, you know, that's the difference in the frequencies. And then if you use the forks on an individual, you know, it has a way of synchronizing the body with its true frequency. Okay, now I've worked on people before, and I had a preacher that sent someone over here. He basically almost accused me of witchcraft. But you know, my response was that it's every human being's right to exercise your own power and potential. And, you know, this is in all people that can do this. This is not just you and me and Tim and a few other people that buy these books. This is a human quality that everyone on this planet can do.
That's great. Before we leave this subject of the of your work at the your amazing work at the Cancer Center in Toledo called the Victory Center, let me share. We got an email today from a Carol who's a student of ours, and she writes that a few years ago she volunteered for several months of Thursdays to offer free Phase One Somatogenics healing sessions. For her, it was great practice and built her confidence. Most of the people became regular, she says, and several were undergoing chemo. After the first tuning, the people undergoing chemo reported the return of sensation in the extremities, the ability to use their hands and feet, and finally, and I think you mentioned this, John, sleeping through the night, pain, and stress relief. The results were both immediate and cumulative, truly amazing. So thanks, Carol, for writing that in and sharing with us and supporting what John's doing. Any thoughts on that, John?
I can concur with that, especially through the stress and sleeping through the night. You know, that's a big deal. And also, too, chemo has a way of making the extremities numb, and it can do nerve damage. I can't quite remember the terminology for what they call it when you do nerve damage to it. But I've had, you know, people have had recurrence of sensation, yes.
Well, we want to be sure to give out the call-in number if you're out there listening and have a question for John or for the founder of Somatogenics, David Hulse, or for me about our educational certification programs. You can call in 323-744-4831. Or you can call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And you, a great guy named Don will answer the phone and let him know you'd like to talk to us, and he'll let us know that you're on the line. So, so we welcome and encourage your calls. Another thing going on with Somatogenics here today is we're excited that we are just on the verge of launching our brand new website. The website will have a blog from David on real time. You'll be able to search the entire site for products. It has all kinds of amazing features. So if you get our weekly email. Our bi-weekly email. I'm sending it out every 2 weeks now. Then you had information on there on where to get a sneak peek at the new website. Otherwise, the main domain, somatogenics.com, will be pointed there in a couple of weeks, and you can take a look at the work we've been doing over the last year to develop a site that supports you better. Okay, John. Let's see. We are... we're just a minute or two away from our last break here, and then we have a little 15-minute segment to go when that's over. So let's see. You do some expos, I think. You got one coming up here in Columbus, Ohio. So why don't you just kind of do a quick intro of your expos, and then when we get back from break, we can go into more depth of some of your experiences and what you suggest with people.
Sure. We're going to be at Universal Life Expo in Columbus at the Lausch Building at the Rec Center there. Mm-hmm. And it's a fairly new expo for the springtime. Usually ULE has been in the fall, but now they have included spring and fall. So we're looking forward to that. This will be our second year for the springtime. And really looking forward to doing it again.
Yep, that's a great expo. It's been going on for a couple of decades, hasn't it?
ULE is one of the biggest in the nation.
Yeah, that fall one's got 300 plus booths, 130 speakers. It's just a huge expo in the fall. I'm sure they're trying to get the spring one to be comparable. It takes a while to build those things up.
In fact, we actually built Somatogenics from that expo in Columbus many years ago. So I'm very, very appreciative for that, the work that Columbus does to have such a wonderful. We've been to expos all over the country, but there's never been one like the Columbus Expo. So I'm glad you're continuing to keep it open for the tuning forks. So we're going to take another break, John. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll continue our conversation.
David and today's program will be back after this brief message from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
We now go back to science, sound, and spirituality. Here's David.
And welcome back to Sound, Science, and Spirituality. This is David Hulse, the founder of Soma Energetics, along with my sidekick, Tim Leach, who really does a lot of work in the sense of the office and talking to people and does a tremendous job to keep all of this together and going. So we're very honored to have John Fackler with us from Toledo, Ohio, who has been sharing with us some absolutely tremendous results by using the solfeggio tuning forks. And if that's kind of new to you, you might want to just put in your search engine solfeggio tuning forks or come to SomaEnergetics.com and learn about these very sacred frequencies that have been used all the way back to the Psalmist David, all the way to the early Gregorian chants of the Catholic Church in Latin, and then was rediscovered just in the 70s, again for the third time. So the universe really wants these frequencies out there at this time of bridging the shift and transformation that we're going through as we're moving from an old paradigm to a new paradigm. And you that are going through these transformational symptoms, I call them, changing of sleep patterns, things going on in your body and the doctor doesn't know how to diagnose it. Often it is just a way in which we're being repatterned from moving from Homo sapien to Homo luminous. It's actually an evolutionary jump. This is more than just healing what's broken in Soma Energetics, but we hold a vision that is very evolutionary as we are crossing this time of moving from adolescence into co-creative adult. And you that are going through that, I'll guarantee you can make this much easier by using sound, vibration, light, color, and these modalities that are certainly getting millions of people's attentions. And I want to say to you that you do not have to have a lot of training in the background. We train people that have been medical doctors, chiropractors, to people that knew nothing about anything. So this is available to anyone to step up and become a part of the light workers to reach critical mass, to create that collective consciousness. And boy, do we need that right now to shift the consciousness of this planet. So, John, welcome back with us. And tell us a little bit more, kind of what's on your heart about the tuning forks. What's your passion and what can you tell our audience?
Well, my passion is, you know, these forks exclusively, even though I do, you know, Reiki and I learn quantum touch and I work with energy doing the breath work and I do heart math and distance work and Rife therapy. But the issue with this, David, you are so correct about what you said. And these forks are definitely a stepping stone to a quantum leap in your evolution. You know, my personal belief is I cannot tell you how I progress so quickly in this field. It's almost like one day I just woke up and I knew all this stuff, you know, and it's just I just find it pretty amazing. And I know these forks were deep at the heart of all this because it helped me open up. it opened this door wide open. So, you know, I have to say, even though now I do some reports, I have no desire to watch television, and I do not listen to the radio. The reason I don't listen to music, because music does not sound right to me, because I'm tuned to the solfeggio scale.
Exactly.
I have to listen to, chanting and crystal bowls and yoga music and things like that, and that works for me. But anything else that's public, like everybody else listens to, I just cannot even tune with it anymore. Of course, that's the A440 scale, am I correct? So, it's a big difference.
Right. Well, that's something I think people don't understand, is if we keep using the vibrations and sounds of the West, which I'm not saying we don't like that music, but it's closed 12-tone temperament. It means it closes from a C to a C, for instance. But these forks is kind of what Pythagoras was talking about, in the sense of overshooting the octave. And when you overshoot that octave, you pick up that torsion spin. And that's what makes this so multidimensional. Another thing you've kept mentioning that I think is important for our listeners is that Soma Energetics is not an alternative, but an integrative modality. I, too, started out as a Reiki master. And many of us are trained in many different modalities. And we have found, by bringing tuning forks into your modality, that actually it deepens the work much, much deeper by adding tuning forks, whether it's even physical massage, all the way to so many of the things that we could mention that's out there today. So talk a little bit more about this long distance healing. I think that's very important.
Okay. I usually contact the subject, and if I can have them send me a picture, that would be beneficial, or just the contact of the voice would work too. But, the personal connection works good, better in person, but it's always works if you're at a distance. Because I can, this might sound crazy, but I can picture the client on my massage table, and I will work over the massage table when I do a distance healing, and I will go to each chakra point, and there is actually response on that table when there's no one there.
Right. Well, that's not so crazy anymore. I mean, we're really understanding this whole idea of field theory, and how that at a deep, deep level, we started out with the body, and then we went to cells, and then atoms, and we found out atoms were made of neutrons and protons, and things got smaller and smaller and smaller till we ran out of things, and we just found this field, and it's that field that we're all connected into. So it transcends time and space as we know it. So it makes sense to me that if there's no time and space, if you move that out of the way, then actually using sound with intention could work on anybody at any point, anywhere on the globe, and maybe beyond.
Absolutely. That's my belief in it, and I've seen it. So you
offer these distance tunings. Perhaps you want to, if anyone out there is listening and wants to get a hold of you for that, how would they do that?
They have to call my phone. Can I give my phone number out?
Go ahead, sure.
Okay. It'd be 419-367-8248. That's 419-367-8248.
Great. Maybe somebody out there would really like to have some work done.
And if you're in the Columbus area or the Ohio area, he'll be at the Universal Light Expo on April 23rd and 24th, and that's in downtown Columbus. And you mentioned to me that when you do these expos, you do certain things, including bringing CDs to play, because to kind of cut down on all the noise, which you mentioned a while ago that you only like the certain types of music these days. So what else do you do at expos? Yeah, what else do you do to prepare for, and what do you, some of your experiences at expos? We just have about 5 minutes left.
All right. Well, it takes a little planning. You have to get all your things together, and I have a banner made up. I have a banner professionally made by someone here in Toledo, and same did the business cards and pamphlets. And we also dresses according to the pamphlet. So you basically have a package, you know, like a uniform dress, you know, casual, and, you know, everything blends in. It looks good. You have to look professional when you're doing this. You can't just wear jeans and a T-shirt and all that, or you cannot expect to be successful. You have to present yourself to the public in the manner in which they express. Also, too, I did a session on the young man, and, you know, I played that, you know, on a flat screen TV on the table, so when folks are walking by, you know, they can see exactly what's going on, you know, and how the pendulum works and how the forks spin and what they sound like and all that good stuff. And it really tips a lot of interest, you know, because they can actually see, you know, what I'm doing before they would actually decide to come in and have a session done.
Great. We've had a lot of experiences with expos, and it does take some planning, and you meet some very interesting people. What we have noticed over the years, you know, mentioned that we built this expo in Universal Light Expo in the early, right at the turn of the century, we started this, and we would talk to people about chakras or tuning forks, things like that, and we didn't get very many who connected and knew what we were talking about. But as we do expos today, there's much more understanding out there in the collective consciousness of what's going on. So John, we can't thank you enough for your time. We're gonna let David wrap this up for the last few minutes. So
thank you, John. This has been very informative this evening, and we appreciate you taking time to share.
Can I make one more comment, please?
Sure.
Can I make one more comment? Also, too, you know, these forks and the body tuners work very well on animals.
Absolutely.
And very receptive of the forks, especially when it comes to the lower chakras. Mm-hmm. In animals that display fear, it's very good at helping release fear from an animal when you use the lower chakra forks.
Yeah, we hear a lot about tuning forks with horses. Yes. More than anything, all over the country. It's amazing. I don't know what it is, but the horses respond quite well to them. But, John, we want to thank you so much. We hope to be seeing you. We're actually going to be in your neighborhood offering a phase one in Columbus on May 20th through the 22nd.
And John's wife's going to take that class, and John's going to come down and be with us.
Well, great. So we're looking forward to being there. Yeah, we don't go out and do too many tuning for workshops because everything's mostly DVD and computer, but to do it in person is always my heart. I still love to be with the people. So if anybody
that level one CD set you have, David, is fantastic.
Great. Well, thank you so much, John. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in May then. So I want to thank all of you that has been with us this evening. Check us out at www.somenergetics.com, and we'd love for you to check out all the information that you'll find, and you can always call us at the office, and Tim's always glad to talk to you about our programs that we offer. We're a very accredited company with CEs and so on and so forth, so be sure and check us out. This is a great and terrible day. That's a paradox, but that comes from a place in the Bible that says the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it is a terrible day as we see the world and the system breaking around, but at the same time, it's a great day for what's breaking through. And Soma Energetics is here to open up the portal, so let that new energy from higher fifth dimension and beyond into our third energy anatomies and into our world. And we do find hope and vision beyond the world of appearance and illusion. So thank you until our next time. We'll be back with you 2 weeks from today. And be sure and tell your friends and let us hear from you. Until next time.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.